You've reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Christy. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you calling me from a safe location?
Where the location at?
Are you calling me from a safe location? Do you feel safe where you are?
Oh, honey, I was going to tell you, I broke down this morning at 4 o'clock, right up, leaving my driveway, and my car's right up the road. The transmission went out, and it won't go, and I just need it pulled back around to my camper, and I don't have nobody else to do it.
Okay, that's okay. So you feel safe where you are then?
Yeah, I'm in my porch.
Okay. What is your first name?
Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-E.
And your last name?
Masters, M-A-S-T-E-R-S.
All right. What's a good callback number for you?
864-608-8276.
All right. Thank you. Would you like to receive mobile text updates today with the status of your service?
Yes, ma'am, because when they do contact me, I have to walk down to my car because it's locked up.
Okay.
Do you need my member number?
Not quite yet. Give me just a second.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
It's Russ sitting on the side of the road at 4 o'clock this morning.
Oh, I bet.
No, honey. Where I live, there's coyotes, and I just sit in my car. My boss lady, she said, matter of fact, Vicky, you're off today. And I went, what? I said, if I'd know that, I wouldn't even pull my car out this morning, but it's been acting up. So transmission's gone. It won't do nothing.
Oh, goodness. And what is your home address actually on your policy?
I hadn't had it changed yet, but I've been out here this place for 3 years. I got to get everything straightened out on my I get all my mail from at a post office in Easley.
Okay, give me the old address then.
That ain't where you have to come.
I understand that. I'm just verifying who you are right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I think I had 245 West Carolina Avenue.
No, not that one. Maybe an older one?
Was it 511 Mount View Road, Williamson,
yes,
South Carolina?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's
yes, it.
All right. What kind of car do you have?
I'm not all the way in Williamson. It's just on the outskirts. It's because it's just
ma'am,
the way we got it. Williamson address.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. That's fine. What kind of car do you have and what color is it?
It's a 2000 Buick LeSabre. And it's gold, silver. I think it's silver.
All right, give me just a second. Okay, do you know if it will shift out of park into neutral?
A guy stopped this morning and helped me. It was kind of out in the road a little bit. Guy stopped. And I had it neutral. We pushed it on the, you know. But as far as cranking it up and putting it in reverse or drive, no, it won't do nothing.
But it will go into neutral so it will roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And it's not a four-wheel drive, and this is not a result of an accident, correct?
No, it's not. No.
Okay. And you're going to meet the tow truck driver there with the keys?
Yeah, I'm going to meet him down there because, he'll have to pull around and really, I mean, picks it up, he's just going to have to pull back around the driveway and come right through here and just throw it off in my yard.
Oh, okay.
He don't have to go anywhere out of, you know, back up toward Easy or nothing. It's just skipping a hop around. I just don't have nobody to help me pull it or, you know, get it back in my yard where I feel safe with my car being, you know, people break in the cars.
Right.
Which it ain't got nothing in there, but still.
Okay. And you're not going to need to ride with the provider.
I mean, what now?
You're not going to have to ride with the provider.
Well, I hope he would unless he had to give me time to walk back up here at my driveway. I'd have to show him how to come around. I live in a camp place and it's my home. We just, you know, people live here in campers.
Right.
And we just got a roundabout, you know, that he can come through and come right down through here. I mean, I can show him, it's daylight, I can show him where to go, and then I can, I guess, walk back up here. But I don't know, would he let me get in a truck, or?
I can certainly ask him.
Yeah, because it'd take me it's not that far. I mean, you know, I walk back up here about 6 o'clock this morning when it got daylight.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, and do you have an actual location, or?
The location, it's on the side of the road. Do you talk about my car?
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to need a little more than that to actually tell them where to go, so.
Well, do they have a GPS?
If you have an address, I can put an address in there, yes.
Yeah, that's the one, Mountain View. That's the address. But this is a funny place, hon. I ain't kidding. Once they put that address, it's going to take them to the guy that owns this place. His house is right out here. And see, these lots don't have like a number or what. We just go by that.
Okay.
But if they let me know when they come and see, I'll be out there at my car. And they'll see me.
Okay.
I don't even know which way they come in. You know, which part of Mountain View Road they're coming in.
So you want me to use the 511 Mountain View as the address?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right, give me just a second. Well, this is kind of showing in the middle of nowhere. Is it off State Road South 4-567?
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
It's off of 88. I'm about 20 minutes from here to Easley or, you know, it's, oh my gosh.
Okay, and it's 511 Mountain View, Williamston,
right.
South Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And you need a zip code?
Yes, ma'am, if you have it.
29697.
Okay. Is there a place called Angie's close by?
Angie's. Angie's. No, my love, just off a road. I mean, you know, I'm, I could be up the road and be at a Dollar General store. There's a Dollar General store up on the corner where you turn into Mountain View Road off of 88. I think, or 80. Yeah.
Okay.
And cops come out here one time. They had this address, and they went to that house down there. they was right. You could see them down there at that house, and it was campers is right up here. But this is what we had to go by. You know, something happens, we have to call somebody, you know. I mean, it should pop up on a GPS, you know, what roads to take.
Yeah.
First time I've had to use this, so.
All right, give me just a second. Yeah, when I put in that address, give me just a second. Let's see what we got going on down here.
Okay.
What does the house look like that you're telling me about?
Big white two-story house.
Can you see it from the road?
I can see it right here on my porch. Yeah. If they come down the road, they'll see it. But they're going to have to pass that house. And my car is just right up, just not far from up there, which I'm going to be standing out there on that road watching for them.
Okay.
I just want to know what, you know, how long it takes. So I'll be down there because it's kind of hot today.
Oh, goodness. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, you'll get a text with the phone number and their ETAs.
Yeah.
Well,
it's in Anderson County. That's the county we live in. We just got that address, but it's Anderson County.
Okay, there's a C not too far away, too. There's a White Oak Road.
I've seen that, Oak Road. And I've seen it, but I'm on
Lancashire.
Lancashire. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. State Road and Mountain View Road, it's the same thing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Anderson County. Well, make sure it's Anderson County. That way they're known.
Well, 29697 is the zip code, correct?
Yeah, 29697, yeah.
Okay. All right, and you're wanting it basically towed around the corner because you're going to use the same address, correct?
Yeah,
okay.
You'll be just towed around the corner up to my driveway in front of my camper.
They're going to think
he'll
I'm crazy.
He'll see. All you got to do is just go back around his driveway, come back around, just put my car out.
Yeah.
See, lots of times in cops, I mean, Anderson County, they go up and down this road, and if they see it so many times, they'll flag it. And I don't want it towed, you know, because I'm going to clean it out and everything, and I got a car lot that they take your car. They don't care if you drag it in or push it in. They'll take it for a trade-in.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, it's a family auto. My mama got a car there. They told me whenever I got ready to come up there, so it's time for me to get another car. Because I travel in the morning at 4:00. I had to be at work at 5:00. So.
Oh, goodness.
That's okay, girl. I got a gun. I got a gun. A cop told me one time, he said, I advise all women to get one, the way this world is.
That is true.
So, yeah, okay. I got me a 9mm.
How far would you say the car is from your campsite?
Oh, my God. I could walk out the end of this driveway and walk just a few minutes. I could see the top of my car.
Okay.
So it's not even, I can't say what it is. I really can't say, but I know it's just right up here. So.
Okay.
See, I called my insurance company. I said, don't I have roadside assistance? He said, hold on a minute. He said, yeah, Vicky, you do. And I said, well, I'm going to need it today. And I told her what happened. So.
Okay. Okay, let me make some phone calls and see what I can find for you.
You need my member number?
No, ma'am, it came up with your name.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you.
You are certainly welcome. Thank you so much for calling Roadside Assistance. You have a good day.
All right. Hey, you too. Bye.